On this Student Spotlight, we've heard a lot about active learning, but what is it exactly? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Danielle Clevenger, PhD candidate in philosophy at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, examines this question.
Most educators have encountered the term active learning during their time teaching. After all, it's at the top of most lists of best practices for its efficacy and equitability in the classroom. But few seem to be able to answer the question, what is active learning? As in, what's the essential core of active learning, or what's active about it? And this is a problem. My research has uncovered serious issues with the empirical work that's used to support the efficacy of active learning. Studies range from showing large effects to minimal and even negative effects on student learning. What's responsible for such wildly different conclusions? I argue it's likely the very concept of active learning itself. Active learning is currently experiencing something of an identity crisis. Often articles about active learning offer no definition of it, and the few that do give a definition that's too vague or broad to be useful. As a result, vastly different activities are lumped together and treated as one homogenous category. After all, it's not obvious why we should think that an activity like a short turn and talk in a literature class and building a trebuchet in an engineering class belong in the same category, but they're both active learning. All this conceptual confusion has led to flaws in the research on active learning. If we're to ensure that active learning really deserves its title as an equitable best practice, we need to seriously reconsider the concept itself and refine it into a nuanced, precise term capable of directing more productive theoretical inquiry, empirical studies, and classroom implementations.
That was Danielle Clevenger of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.